Karine Jean-Pierre claims Joe Biden not involved in Donald Trump indictment. By Wendell Hasebo on June 13, 2023. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre claimed President Joe Biden was not involved in the indictment of former President Donald Trump. During Tuesday's press conference, Jean-Pierre responded to a reporter's question about whether Biden was involved in or influenced the investigation or indictment of his political rival. "Can you say categorically that President Biden was not involved or influenced at all any of the decisions into the indictment of President Trump?" the reporter asked. "Not at all. He was not involved," Jean-Pierre said. "The president has been very, very clear, the Department of Justice is independent. He wants to restore that independence of the Department of Justice." On Friday, Joe Biden claimed that he had not spoken with his attorney general about the case or had any role in the Trump indictment. "I'm honest," he said. "I have not spoken to him at all and I'm not going to speak with him. And I have no comment on that." GOP primary contender Vivek Ramaswamy is not so sure Biden told the truth. On Monday, the Vivek campaign filed a FOIA, Freedom of Information Act, to ascertain whether the White House spoke to Attorney General Merrick Garland or Special Counsel Jack Smith ahead of announcing the indictment of former President Donald Trump. "My campaign just filed a Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, demand to uncover exactly what the White House communicated to Merrick Garland and Jack Smith about the unprecedented indictment of a former U.S. president and Biden's disfavored opponent in this election," Ramaswamy posted on Twitter. "Every American deserves to know. My campaign just filed a Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, demand to uncover exactly what the White House communicated to Merrick Garland and Jack Smith about the unprecedented indictment of a former U.S. president and Biden's disfavored opponent in this election. Every American. pic.twitter.com/bnwmn6chkis. Vivek Ramaswamy, at Vivek Ramaswamy, June 12, 2023. Trump arrived in Miami for his unprecedented court appearance. It is the first time in United States history a former president faced federal charges. On Friday, Smith released Trump's indictment, Trump's second in 2 months, which includes 37 counts of alleged crimes, including 31 separate counts of alleged willful retention of national defense information under the Espionage Act. Trump pleaded not guilty. Watch Vivek Ramaswamy, "I would pardon Trump if elected." Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.